This is a Pocket Universe podcast in association with William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. EC Comics presents
The Vault of Horror. Hello, buckaroos, and welcome back to the Vault of Horror. Tonight, though, I've chosen to abandon my humble vault for the prairies of Arizona, where there's two kinds of weather. Hot, and even more hot. The kind of heat that frays your nerves and makes your blood boil. Perfect weather for our next tale. Horror in the night. The tumbleweeds tumble past the Hawkins cabins and tents. A place that's perfect for families looking to get away from it all. But this story, well, perhaps this one is best told by one of the young ladies you are about to meet. Wouldn't you agree?
Thank you so much, and you have a pleasant rest of your journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Taylor?
Is everything all right?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just a plumbing problem we're dealing with. It's all right.
Sounds like a heck of a plumbing problem you got back there.
You have no idea. No, it's fine. We're okay.
Well, for sure.
We are. Thanks. Good night. Taylor, are you... What the hell are you doing?
Hey, what can I say? My doctor told me I should drink more. Can't have any more nightmares if I black out, right?
God, you're shaking. Are you sweating?
Yeah, but I'll be fine. By the way, I'm going to be referring to myself as my doctor from now on.
Taylor, give me that.
Oh, Jen, please. I've got one nerve left. Just let me hold on to it.
I said, give me! All right. How much sleep did you get last night?
I didn't. Every time I fall asleep now, I see it. I see the same damn thing over and over again. And I can't stop it. I can't stop what's coming.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking you to a hospital.
They can't help me.
But what am I supposed to do then? It's been almost 2 weeks of this and you won't tell me anything.
You won't believe it.
Try me.
It's not like other dreams I've had. No, this one, this is real, you know? And when I wake up, I'm sweating. I'm jittery like I just drank 10 cups of coffee. Jen, you remember how I surprised your sister, knowing about the pregnancy before she said anything? Well, it's like that.
But not like that.
No. It starts the same way every time. It's just before dusk here at the cabins. Car pulls up to the building. There's a squeal of brakes. Car doors open. And he walks in.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to Hawkins Cabins. Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't have a reservation.
Not a problem. Cabin for...
Two, please. Just for tonight.
That's fine. We have a nice cabin toward the back of the campground. We call it the Coyote. It's a little secluded. Hope that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, the Coyote's got two queen beds, claw-footed bathtub, Wi-Fi, a kitchenette, and washer-dryer. General store's right across the road if you need to get groceries.
That won't be necessary, and we'll be leaving rather early tomorrow, so if I could pay for everything now, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm assuming you take cash.
Oh, absolutely. It's $195 for the night, and that's all-inclusive. Just sign here, and I'll need to see a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Every time he signs his name, it's something different. John Smith, Ray Jones, James Williams. Doesn't matter. Same guy. And he's always a little nervous. But I'm never looking at him like he's a serial killer or something. He's just a little squirrely. But the wife, the vibes I'm getting from the wife, standing outside all dressed in black like she's going to a funeral or something. I mean, just looking at her sends chills up my spine. Nothing ever does that. All she's doing is looking around. She's paranoid. So anyway, John Smith. He pays up front for the night, and we walk out together towards his car. Now, to get to the coyote, you just have to, John.
It's okay. It's okay, honey.
Not you again. Get out.
That's not your cat, is it?
What? No. No pets here. My partner's allergic. No, we got some stray feral cats around here, angry little bastards. General store owner keeps leaving cat food out for them. I keep telling him to...
They don't go near the cabins, do they?
No. Well, once in a while, but you just gotta shoo him off and... Is everything okay?
We're fine. It's fine. It's just been a long couple of days is all. How do we get to the cabins?
So I direct them toward their cabin and they're off. Once John's calmed his wife down. And then, before I know it, I'm in the cabin with them. No, not with them. It's like a television program. I can't get up. I can't channel surf. All I can do is just sit and watch.
Did you take your pills?
So what if I didn't?
Emily, those pills are to help you sleep. Now, did you take those pills?
Help me sleep. You can't hold me, you know. I'll get out. I always get out.
No, no, you won't. Not tonight, you won't. Em, just... Here, hold on. Now, please. Please take your pills.
Nobody is trying to poison you. I promise. You swallowed them this time?
I don't know. Maybe.
Open your mouth. Open it! Good. Everything will be all right tomorrow.
When are you going to tell me where you're going?
I'll tell you tomorrow. For now, God's sake. Just try and get some sleep.
I always get out.
Turns out the lights. And for a while, everything really is okay. Until a little after 1 in the morning. He's out like a light. Deep asleep, obviously exhausted, but she's still awake, still wild-eyed, and she slowly, quietly gets out of bed. Barely making a sound as she opens the nightstand drawer and removes the keys. Like I said, her husband's so exhausted that... Anyway, in the dark, moonlight slicing through the blinds and onto the floor, she tiptoes to the front door. A mountain mountain lion. On the other side of the door is a mountain lion. And I mean one bigger than anything we've ever seen around here.
Before I'll kill you again.
She circles the cat like, I don't know, like boxers in a ring before she maneuvers it into a corner. And you know how cats get if they're cornered? She goes for it and it lashes out at her.
Jesus, Emily! Oh, God.
I got it.
It's a feral cat, Emily.
I got it before it could get me again.
Just another stray cat. Just like the last
one. No. It was going to kill me. You should have seen it. It was snarling, drooling, stalking me.
Oh, stop it.
I'll get rid of it. I'll clean up the floor. No one will ever know. But first, you are going to put down the knife. Give me the key. And then right back to bed.
Stay away from me!
Emily! Emily, put down the knife. Or you're going to hurt yourself.
No!
Just put down the knife, Emily.
Not until you tell me where we're going.
Put down the damn knife!
Where are you taking me?
All right. About half a day's drive from here, there's a place called Felicity Gardens. They're expecting us tomorrow.
Felicity Gardens? What's that?
They're going to help you, Emily. They're going to help you. Because I can't. Not anymore. I told them I would take you to them. Otherwise, they would just send...
It's a nut house, isn't it?
No. It's a hospital.
Yeah? And where'd you find it? 4-star review on Yelp.
Your doctor told me about it. It's where he did his internship, and he said it was...
You're gonna believe that son of a bitch over your own wife? I keep telling you, I'm not crazy.
Then what do you call that on the floor? Emily,
who
please!
Who are you working for?
What?
You heard me. You're all against me, all of you. I didn't
Emily,
see it
please.
Before now. Ever since Emily. Brian, you've been out to get
no.
me. You're all
no.
out to get me. But not
Nobody
anymore,
please.
Not anymore. You want to lock me away like I'm an animal? Then I won't let you. You hear me? I'm getting out of here.
Honey, I love you. You know that. I need you to
you
put the...
You don't love me?
Oh, God.
You never loved me.
Give me the knife. Oh, so help me God. I'll
take it. Kill you.
Oh, Emily. Oh. Oh. Oh.
She shoves him to the floor and she's trying to kill him and trying to cut him, but he turns her over onto her back and he manages to get the knife out of her hand, but he's choking the life out of her. Her eyes are bulging and finally, she's gone. And he goes and he locks the door. He gets a gun out of his suitcase and he sits down on the bed. And he's just sitting there staring at it in his lap. But he's staring at her. And I mean, she almost looks beautiful in death. And he's just staring at her for what seems like he's not saying anything. He's just holding that gun. But I can hear his voice. I can hear his voice reverberating in my head.
Mountain lion attacks on people are rare. More so when the victim is a child. They were displaced from a recent wildfire, and one of them came across Brian. He was only 3. She found him in a ditch. His neck was snapped. Emily was always a little high-strung, never knew how to manage her stress, and she was so thin-skinned. But finding Brian, she had to be institutionalized for a time, and I thought she had recovered. But then she started seeing shadows, flashes of light, hearing voices in her head, and then... the cat. She butchered a stray cat, and then another one, always telling me she killed the mountain lion that killed Brian. It's when she tried to dig up his body, I knew she needed long-term care. A psychotic break, her doctors said. I promised them, that I'd get her to Felicity Gardens. No way was she going to go voluntarily. I guess I should have expected this. Just as much my fault. There's no such thing as healthy denial. You know?
Like I said, it's a TV program. The same program night after night, never changing, and I wake up like this, to where I can't go back to sleep and...
Honey. I'm so sorry, that's...
Yeah, it is.
And you don't know why these dreams started?
No. No idea.
Well, look. You haven't told anybody about this before now.
Mm-mm.
Maybe now that you have, it'll help. And maybe a trip to the hospital really is in order.
Felicity Gardens? Oh, great. Now you think I'm nuts.
No, I don't think you're nuts at all. But this is something that a therapist can help you with. I'm serious.
Maybe.
Tell you what. First, let's get rid of this stuff. It's not helping, and it's cheap booze anyway. Second, no coffee. Especially not 10 cups. We're going to... Oh, here, I'll get that.
No, I can do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get some sleep.
And then I'm going to get some sleep.
Yeah. And hey, my sister?
Mm.
You thought Francine was going to be a boy.
Welcome to Hawkins Cabins. Do you have
a reservation?
No, we don't have a reservation. 2, please, just for tonight. And we'll be leaving rather early tomorrow, so if I could pay for everything now, that would be greatly appreciated. Do you take cash?
You can feel it in the room. Death is coming, dragged out of Taylor's nightmares. It's so unfortunate that Jen doesn't believe her. But you can be sure she will tomorrow morning. Don't you just love family vacations?
Thank you.
All aboard! The Vault of Horror now departing for equal parts mystery and insanity. Come off the rails with us, good passenger, as we punch you and your ticket for a ride on the terror train. Oops! Welcome to the Silver Gulch Recreational Train Depot. Before us, hundreds of miles of vintage pre-1880s Colorado mining era railroad. And welcome, Ralph Broca, returning from an extended hiatus, citing exhaustion to his beloved advertising firm Broca and Wernicke. He's a little hard on his assistant Gloria sometimes, but what can she do? She did vow for better or for worse, and it's about to get so much worse.
Mr. Broca?
Mr. Penner, good to see you again.
I was just about to call you. Worried that you weren't going to make it.
Well, traffic was a bear getting here, but it helped that our Uber driver thought he was piloting the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, Lightspeed and all that.
Not to mention reckless. Mr. Penham, my wife and sometimes assistant Gloria Todd Penham, head of marketing for the railroad line.
Oh, pleasure. When Mr. Broca told me his assistant would be joining him, he neglected to mention that.
That his assistant is his wife? Yes, as of recently.
So, this is it. Silverline, my God, your description didn't do it justice.
She is a beauty, isn't she? Again, I can't tell you how happy we are that you're going to be handling our advertising. It's like I've been saying, all we need is that little push.
Whoa! Damn, that's loud.
What are you going on about? That's the best part of a steam train.
Absolutely. Here you go.
All right.
Well, you're in room 2B in the sleeper car. We do have Wi-Fi. The password is on the envelope, and dinner starts at 5 and ends right at 9. Have a great trip and enjoy Denver.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Okay, was he for real?
Oh, very much so. Apparently, Penham's the company rainmaker.
Rainmaker or rain man?
Gloria, please.
Sorry.
She's going to kill you. What?
Honey, you all right?
Fine. Let's get moving. You can get off. There's still time.
All aboard!
Oh, made reservations for 5:30, so about 5 minutes. We don't have to get dressed for dinner, do we?
No, we don't. When did you order a bottle of wine?
I didn't. Brought it with me from the hotel.
I wish you wouldn't drink.
Well, you know what they say. Better to be full of wine than full of crap.
It's poison. You have to be on your guard.
Ralph, you're sweating.
Well, it's warm in here.
So I'll open a window.
No.
All right.
It's just, maybe need a drink myself before dinner.
So have a glass, and I mean a glass, not three glasses.
Well, at the club car, I mean. Why don't you go ahead to the dining car? I'll join you in a bit.
Huh? Well, okay.
She's not going to kill me.
Oh, sure. Keep saying that to yourself. Did you try counting to 90 seconds and not worrying about it, like your therapist said? No. At each new feeling of terror, you've got to start over. You've made it to what? 9? 10? I remember the first time you wanted to run away from a Ralphie boy. I knew you had to get away. But no, you couldn't do it, could you? I mean, you know. There's only one thing left to do, right? I keep telling you over and over, but you just can't take the freaking hint, can you? I'm not going to kill Gloria. You amaze me, Ralph. Either you can't see her for what she is, or you don't want to.
I see her, damn it. I see her everywhere.
Do you actually allow smoking in here?
One of the few club cars in America, I think. There's a non-smoking car further on down the...
Forget it.
Okie dokie. So, what'll it be, Mac?
I'll have a scotch and soda, please.
He called you Mac? In a smoky, crowded club car? How absolutely Raymond Chandler of him. I mean, who opens with...
You all right, Mac? You look,
I'm fine.
Here you go.
How much?
A 10 spot. Thank you, sir.
Yes. You think that's poison too? Don't you? Well, only one way to be sure. It's good.
Open your eyes, babe. You're okay.
Gloria?
Sorry, Mac?
Nothing. I still heard, nothing.
Look ahead. In the mirror, babe. Burns the throat, doesn't it?
Word up, Ralph. That's not the face of a wallflower.
You hate me almost as much as I hate you. You wastrel.
Oh, no, she's not gonna kill you. That's true love, Ralph.
You're so peaceful when you're asleep, you know that? You unpleasant, uptight piece of...
What?
Sir, are you Ralph Broca?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I am.
Your wife asked me to find you.
Why?
Dinner, sir. She's been waiting.
Dinner, of course. Dinner.
Good salmon.
Adequate.
Ralph, you can say if you like the fish or not.
Fine. It's good. Hey, could I get another...
Iced tea, two, please.
What was that?
You're not taking your medication with alcohol.
I wasn't going to take... I don't need you.
I knew it. You shouldn't have come back to work so soon.
I'm doing fine.
You're at Felicity Gardens for less than 3 weeks, and then you're right back in. Please, do not answer that.
Yes. Yes, this is Ralph Broca. What is... I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, I didn't authorize... Oh, I see. You can fax the forms to my office. I'll be back Wednesday. Thank you. When are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
That you looked into increasing the life insurance policy? Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Ralph?
How much?
Can we not talk about this? Please.
Oh, you're the one who wanted to increase our life insurance policy without telling your spouse about it. I think we should talk.
Talk is cheap, Broca. Let's do this thing.
Ralph.
God, you must really hate...
I don't hate you. Ralph, how can you say
Whose
that?
Whose idea was this?
Don't go there, damn you.
Don't save it.
Ralph, I... What the? Oh, we stopped. What are you doing?
Stay here. I'll check. Excuse me, what is going...
Dead animal on the tracks. We're here at least a couple of hours.
Finally, this is your chance to get out of here.
Shut up.
You know what? She's right. You are an unpleasant, uptight milquetoast who deserves everything.
Shut up! I'm rid of her. And I'm rid of you!
Where? Oh, yes. The cabin. Where it all started. Where you caught her. With him.
You're right, Ralph. I do hate you.
You've been waiting for me, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
you doing? Let me out of here! Let me out!
Relax. Count to 90. It's almost over.
Ralph, what?
I'm a wastrel.
What are you talking
about?
I hate you.
You whore.
Ralph, what is going on?
You never love me. You never love me. Go to hell. Do you?
Good morning.
How you doing in here, buddy?
I'm trying to find Gloria. Have you seen her? We got on the train together. I can't find her anywhere.
Sorry, Mr. Broca. I haven't seen her.
You're different from the conductor who checked in on me yesterday.
Mr. Broca, you're not on a train. You're in your room. Here. Take these.
I don't want pills.
But Mr. Brokey, you need to take your...
I'll take them when I'm ready.
Okay. Tell you what. We'll leave the pills here. You take them when you're ready, and we'll come back in 10 minutes. But you need to take these, all right?
An acceptable compromise.
All right. Here you go.
Let's go.
Hey, who's Gloria?
His wife. He threw her off a train.
What? Jeez. Always the quiet ones.
Gone. He's gone. He's finally gone.
He's gone.
Gloria? Where are you?
I'm safe now, Ralph. I only live deep within your mind now, Ralph. You can't hurt me here.
Gloria?
But I can hurt you.
No! Oh, please!
I can hurt you.
I'm sorry. Gloria, I...
I don't believe you. Best take your medicine, Ralph. Not like that's going to do you any good.
Oh, God! Make it stop!
What are you going on about, Ralph? That's the best part of a steam train.
Make it stop!
Make it stop. We were just getting started. Well, we do have a schedule to keep. And whore is nothing if not punch you all. We'll see you down the line when someone in the vault says...
Bert, did you dump Hank's body?
Toot, toot.
Fill your ears with the sounds of terror. Campfire Radio Theater.
The infected are mindless, soulless creatures. They know only hunger for the flesh of those that remain.
There won't be anything left of you to discover, Jay. Nothing more than a pile of bones in an unmarked grave under a patch of ground that no one visits anymore.
He can have me instead. To take me. To just take me.
You can tell him yourself. He's right behind you.
Tune in to Campfire Radio Theater, an audio drama horror experience, wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you'd like to help us spread the word, please leave a review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every major listening app. Sign up and support EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror at Glow FM to hear the show ad-free and receive exclusive content at season's end. The entire first season of EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror is also available as an audiobook, available through Audible, Amazon, Apple Books, and Google. Horror in the Night was adapted by Lance Roger Axt from the story by Harvey Kurtzman and featured the voices of Lance Roger Axt, Hannah Daly, Michael Rafkin, Lisa Stathopoulos, and Jenny Wren Walker. Terror Train was adapted by Butch D'Ambrosio from the story by Al Feldstein and featured the voices of William Dufresne, Paul Haley, James Herrera, Denise Poirier, Ashanti Williams, and Janae Woodruff, and starring Kevin Grievous as the Vault Keeper. Recorded at Mind's Eye Productions, Maine, and Invisible Studios, Los Angeles. Sound design by David Chen and Carlos Rodriguez Sound and O'Shea Creative Media. Original music by Frankie Schulmeier. Special thanks to Claire Kramer, David Uslin, Michael Uslin, Liz Galati, and Robert Southgate. EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror is a Pocket Universe podcast, directed by William Dufresne. Production copyright 2019 by William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. All rights reserved. We're Pocket Plot on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. www.pocketuniverseproductions.com and www.eccomics.com.